There are shifts underway in Hawaii's art scene, both in Honolulu and on the neighbor islands. As part of a series checking our arts infrastructure, let's just check in with the East-West Center Arts Gallery. The curator there is leaving after 15 years. At the East-West Center Gallery recently, a retrospective of Michael Schuster's tenure as curator featured textiles from Uzbekistan, an Iban shield from Sarawak, a contemporary Bhutanese prayer wheel made from plastic bottle parts, and more.
Our project is a little different in that we don't see the creation of art as separate from process and from ritual and from performance.
For that reason, lectures, workshops, or screenings add context to the exhibitions, and artists often accompany their work. Last year, for the Bhutan exhibition, several monks created a sand mandala, or symbolic circle, inside the gallery.
As they watched it being created, people would meditate. The whole football team from the University of Hawaii came to study what it means to focus and concentrate in this way to do this very detailed work.
Schuster says the gallery isn't funded through the East-West Center. It relies on grants and the East-West Center Arts Ohana.
The people in their 80s, people in their 90s, are very generous and have made sure that we've been able to do our projects. What I'm concerned about is I look into our community in the future. Where are these people who are really devoted to their community and want to share the wealth that they have made within the community?
Who gives to East-West Center Arts? Schuster says it's people who believe world peace depends on understanding. People have their own reasons for doing things, like being on arts boards. The interim president of Hawaii's Tourism Board, Lloyd Unebasami, is the new chair of the Hawaii State Foundation Board. Attorney Jay Suemori is the new president of the Friends of HISAM. There are currently state job openings for an arts coordinator and an arts educator there at HISAM. And news from Kauai, Carol Yotsuda reports that amidst all the construction on Rice Street, work does continue on the old Crest building. The owner, Mark Gabe, is trying to reproduce the big curved doors of the former entrance. According to Yotsuda, Gabe plans an art center inside. Photographer Bruna Studa will relocate her Gallery 103. Star ceramist David Kuraoka has signed on for a studio, and Yotsuda will run programs there. Timeline? Depends on county permitting. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.